This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, as you have been repeatedly informed or warned. We're so glad to say Sarah Kelly is back on the line. So trees must be springing up, the tulips must be out, and art comes alive if Sarah Kelly's ready to talk to us. Lewisburg Arts Council board member. She's been in the executive leadership of the Lewisburg Arts Council in the past and has helped us with what was the Lewisburg Arts Festival, though that is not happening this year. So we have been able to talk to her so far this year about things that are happening, and there are activities. There is a celebration of the arts. Mm-hmm. So, Sarah, thank you so much for carving time out of your super busy morning to talk to us.
Well, thanks, Mark, for having me, and I was glad to hear the weather report. Sunny on Saturday, yeah. Rain only at night.
Yeah, how about that?
Perfect
that
weather to be outdoors downtown Lewisburg.
Well, perfect. So, celebration of the arts. Just to explain, if folks haven't caught on, there's no downtown sidewalk festival with hundreds of booths this year, nor Lewisburg Live, which attracts hundreds of people mm-hmm. again to the downtown and into all the different music venues. So those aren't happening. But explain what is happening.
Well, we've had a celebration of the arts, a two-week-long celebration for many, many years, which are really bookended by the Saturday Arts Festival and 2 weeks later the Saturday Lewisburg Live. But lots of things happen in between, and those are the things we've been able to translate to safe outdoors or virtual experiences this year. So we have workshops, we have ways for people to listen to radio drama and performance online. We have opportunities for artists, and professional and amateur, and photographers to go out and do their art. We have got the involvement of all sorts of organizations in the area. So lots of ways people can get involved in the arts that are safe and fun, short time. The time commitment isn't very big for any of them, and you get quite a lot out of all the experiences that we've put together. So we're really excited to showcase all the things that normally happen that a lot of people just don't realize are happening.
Well, what is happening? Please go down the list with a brief remark about each of the events.
Oh, my goodness. This could take a while. The first thing I'll mention are the workshops that we have. We have five workshops and a set of guided tours that are scattered over the next three weekends. So May 24th, actually there's 23rd, 24th, and 25th, or April 23rd, 24th, 25th, May 1st, and May 8th, and those are free thanks to sponsorship from Bucknell University. They've sponsored those for many years, and you need to register for those so we know we have enough materials for people. So that one, we are hoping people will take a look at our website, which is lewisburgartscouncil.com/celebration, and sign up for workshops. That's a nature photography online workshop. That's on Friday night. On Saturday, Davis Moore is doing a really cool workshop that takes a book and makes it into a piece of art that's accordion style, so it looks like the concrete piers that used to have railroad tracks on them in downtown Lewisburg. We have the plein air workshop that I know you talked about with David and Simon yesterday. And then on May 1st, Elizabeth Burke is going to be doing a really neat workshop that I'm signing up for called Botanical Monoprinting with Gel Plates. And it's an outdoor kind of thing with really, really fun nature prints that you can make. And those are for all ages. And then May 8th, the local master gardeners are doing a kids workshop on fun and art in the garden. And then we also have, and this is really exciting for us to do this year, I don't know how many people know of the increasing work in what we're calling Modern Art Alley, which is Cherry Alley in a couple of blocks in downtown Lewisburg behind All-Star Bagel and near Graham's. The artist Jim Reed has been working on those, and he'll be continuing to work all three weekends and give guided tours of his work. Those are also free and really a great place for people to learn more about what he's done, because it's so fascinating.
Well, and that isn't even the full list. So that's the best part about this. There's definitely something. Yeah, there's definitely something for everybody. So, and I do appreciate what you're saying about the mono printing. When I first saw that on the list, I thought, okay, well, yeah, that would be interesting. But then when I saw the artwork, I'm like, holy smokes, that is crazy. And you can do that. An individual can do that at home.
I guess we're going to find out. I'm really excited about that one. I want to sign up for that.
All right. Well, super.
We also have each Saturday there are activities that are happening outdoors. So this coming Saturday, the piers, those concrete piers, we're working with the Lewisburg Downtown Neighborhoods and the Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation and the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership to let people chalk on those. So that'll be all afternoon. And then on Saturday, May 1st, we've put together something we're calling Arts in the Park, which is local arts organizations that will have a table in the park, all spread out and socially distanced, but to be able to let people know what they are doing in the community all year round. So we have everything from music groups to children's museums to Weavers and Spinners to the Pennsylvania Ailers. PA Ailers will be there. The art's very broadly interpreted. And then both weekends we're doing, and as I said, you and I know you talked with Simone about the plein air weekend and the nature photography weekend, which is this weekend. Next weekend, artists and photographers will be downtown doing urban sketching and Lewisburg architecture. So that gives people a chance to go out and try their hand at things. That will be really fun. And then we kick off the whole thing. This is probably the most exciting. This is what I'll be working on today because I know very little about the tech. But producer David Simon, who is a Lewisburg grad, has put together a video. It's a radio drama that we'll be able to see on YouTube along with a short film about the architecture of Lewisburg. So he's worked with a number of people to make these happen. And it'll be a great way for people to learn more about the history of Lewisburg as well as the beauty of Lewisburg. It is really going to be fun. And that'll be free. It'll be on our Facebook page on Friday, starting on Friday night, and on our YouTube channel starting on Friday night.
Oh my gosh, we're going to wear out your voice here having you read all these, so I'll stop you there. Well, it's just so important that people go to LewisburgArtsCouncil.com if they think they would have any minutes free in the next 3 weeks, because there literally is something that appeals to everyone. You know, the radio drama you mentioned, and the sketching, if you're interested in do that, or just seeing people sketch and seeing some great sketchers and painters paint outdoors is really something I'm looking forward to. So I just think there's really something for everybody. And this has been the Art Council shtick for 50 years. I mean, I think we should emphasize this. This isn't a fly-by-night group. A half a century of this kind of thing.
Yeah, we've really focused our mission statement, even at the very beginning, was to connect people to the arts, either as practitioners, so giving artists a chance to do their work, but also giving the public a chance to be part of the arts, whether that's listening, whether that's participating, whether that's watching, creating, any of those things. And it's really exciting to have that happen. And it looks like we'll have great weather for all of it, which is always nice, although we have rain dates for almost everything.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, and you can see all that online. The maps are there, the workshops, the events. And in terms of music, is there any offering that relates to a performance that we can see or hear?
There is. We are hoping to have Bucknell students this Saturday doing some dancing and performing in the gazebo, some play. That really is going to depend on the health of the students, because that's been an issue in the last couple of weeks of the semester, unfortunately. But we're closing the whole celebration out this year with a preview of Music in the Park. We are going to be doing Music in the Park this summer. It will be at St. Mary's Park rather than Huffnagle, because there's construction going on at Huffnagle Park this summer. And we'll be doing three concerts, one each the first Wednesday of the month, with two bands. And each of those bands has given us a song and music video that we'll put together into one long concert video that you can watch starting May 8th. And that'll be up on our website. And our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And all of those kinds of things will stay up for a while.
Well, please wrap up our
conversation. Can I add one more piece?
Oh, yes. This is your show. You go right ahead.
I know. Because there is so much going on, for people who miss the Arts Festival, we do have one other virtual piece that will open on Friday and will be open through the whole month of May, and that is our virtual Arts Festival. So a number of the artists that were juried in last year when we thought we might be having a festival have contributed information to be on they have their own webpage on our virtual arts festival, and many of them are offering one item specially for sale just for the 2 weeks of the celebration, so it's very limited. We're hoping people will go starting on Friday and take a look at what those artists have done. And that, too, is on the celebration website, lewisburgartscouncil.com/celebration.
Well, I just think it's really wonderful what you're doing, and thank you for all that. We invite folks to stay in touch with lewisburgartscouncil.com throughout the year, and there's going to be something there really every month and a lot of opportunities. Mm-hmm. We hope you're able to pull it all off without any cancellations and or postponements because of the pandemic. All right, anything to add?
Yeah,
we'll give you the last 30 seconds also. Anything else to add for our audience?
We've been thrilled with how creative everybody has been to try to make something happen. A lot of volunteers, like I said, a lot of collaboration, and that's really been exciting. People really miss the arts and participating. So to find a way to do it safely and creatively, I think, is really fantastic.
Thank you so much for all you're doing. Please thank all of the many, many, many people, hundreds of people that are making this happen. And some are putting in a lot of hours, especially yourself. So we're very appreciative of that. And thank you. Thank you for all you're doing. Thank you, Sarah. Thanks for checking in today.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
That is Sarah Kelly, Lewisburg Arts Council board member. This year's Celebration of the Arts happening without the downtown activity or Lewisburg Live, but many, many activities are happening and workshops and events, and hoped for a musical performance type event on Saturday this week. So we'll keep you posted about that, lewisburgartscouncil.com. Next up, we get to interview Your Money Now.
You're gonna drive up smiling with Zimmerman Motors.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and it's a Jeep celebration event. And the special for this month is nothing?
It's not nothing, Mark. It's 0%.
That's right, Troy. We have 11 Renegades in stock. You can buy one for $326 a month with just tax and tags down.
Now, that's a great buy on a new Jeep. We also have 9 2021 Jeep Compasses in stock, all with 0% for 84 months.
Plus all new 2021 Jeeps.